This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good for a Monday.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Did you guys dress up?
I did this weekend. I did Friday and Saturday because my daughter had a fall festival at her school. So I think I'm done. It's good to get youth out of the costume, but I think it's a little bit labor intensive, you know, all the makeup and everything that you got to do. So I'm like, I think I'm just going to just stay normal. I've already dressed up enough.
Yeah, I
really
do, but I didn't do anything this year. So we actually house sat for someone, so me and my girlfriend, so we just laid low.
Well, hey,
but,
you know, that's cool.
I've got a couple costumes from some years back. I don't know, maybe something will happen tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. Very cool. So you met my friend Sandra at, I guess it was a network after work?
Yes, yeah, it was the first one I went to. It turned out pretty good. I met a few good contacts there, so I'd probably do it again, actually.
Oh, good. Yeah, I went to one of those. I was trying to come on Thursday, but I had a lot of stuff going on. I went to one of those in Austin, and it was pretty cool, but I was kind of surprised, you know, when she said she met someone else who does equipment finance, because, like, most people, you know, like, they don't even know what you're talking about, you know,
and
everyone like that.
Well, all my friends and family think I do mortgages, and I'm like, I don't do mortgages. It's totally different. But
yeah, they're like, oh, you're in finance. I'm like, well, not really. I mean, yes, I am, but, you know, all I need to do is use, like, lease rate factors. They think I'm, like, in accounting. They think I'm good with numbers. I'm like, no, I'm actually completely retarded with numbers. But I can use a calculator for a lease rate and a payment, you know.
I know. I barely passed math in high school and college, so
I know.
It's funny that I'm in finance now. But, yeah, if it wasn't for my calculator, I'd be in trouble.
Exactly. So now, what type of equipment, or do you guys have, like, verticals, or are you just whatever equipment you want? I mean, how are you guys organized?
Pretty much any equipment, really. I mean, I somehow fell into doing titled vehicles a lot, so I do a lot of trucks and trailers and stuff like that. But we do everything at Bank of Cardiff. I'm trying to get away from that because it's really a hassle to deal with. Because there's a lot of other parties involved, like the Department of Transportation, and it's just a hassle. So what I'd really like to get into, copiers are great. We love financing copiers, but I'm trying to get into heavier equipment and stuff like that as well. So I actually interviewed with Copiers Northwest up in Seattle, probably about 15 years ago. And
oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty big up there.
Why they sound so familiar to me? Are they like a big multi-location dealer?
I don't think so. I think they're just in Seattle. They might be by now, but they're a private company. They're owned by two brothers, and I think when I interviewed, they just got an account with, it was either Xerox or Canon. It was one of the bigger copier companies that they landed, so they were really happy about it, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it sounds familiar. I don't know why I would know about them. Maybe they may have been maybe in part of my portfolio when I was at Balboa Capital. Maybe that's why I've heard of them before.
You know, what's funny is we got a lot of people from Balboa Capital that actually work for Bank of Cardiff now.
I'm not surprised. I don't know what they have to say about Balboa Capital, but yeah, I wasn't impressed.
Let's just say they're not there anymore. So.
Yeah.
I'm actually good friends with a recruiter. She's did you know Michelle Moeller by any chance? I don't know how long you were there.
At Bubble Capital? No, I left in March of this year. So I
Where's
came over. I was at Balboa for just under a year, like 11 months, and the first opportunity I got out, I'm like, let me out of here. So, but yeah, I don't know when she, has she worked there for a while?
Well, she was a recruiter at Balboa, but she's a recruiter for Cardiff now, Bank of Cardiff, so
you might
know her. But
no, unfortunately. But that's cool. So, yeah, it's that company. I mean, like, I don't know if you follow leasing news on LinkedIn or whatever, but they are always in hot water. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. They're always, like, you know, getting sued and this and that. It's just a little crazy.
Yeah, we play by the rules. It's just it's not worth it. And I got to sleep at night, too. So
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you're looking to get in, because that's what I mostly do is copiers. We kind of break into verticals. So like my team is like office products, office furniture, telephony, that kind of stuff.
We can do all that, actually.
Good. Okay. So, you know, but I get most of my business through copiers. I mean, the office furniture and, you know, the IT and telephone people, like leasing isn't necessarily, unless they came from, you know, copiers or something, leasing isn't necessarily a thing in the world. They don't really understand it. They don't see the value in it. So, you know, like, I mean, if we do get those kind of deals, they're normally, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars. It's, you know, like a customer who needs, like, you know, all new equipment or whatever for a new office or something like that. But, most of my business is copiers.
Perfect. No, I like it. It's a much easier transaction for me on my end because I don't have to deal with the Department of Transportation. And, you know, it's a quick, easy approval. I just get the invoice from you and submit it, and I can get an approval as fast as two hours sometimes.
Oh, so
it's
wow.
It's pretty quick turnaround.
Let me go through some of the declines that I have. Now, what are your So it sounds like you're used to looking at like B, C credits.
Well, we have all the above. We try to do everything in-house, and if it's a good, clean file and we feel like obviously the client's going to pay us back, then we'll obviously, you know, do it in-house. But we do syndicate as well, so we can go. We have a lot of other options. If you know, we're not comfortable funding the loan ourselves, we put our money into a pot, I guess you could say, with a few other banks, mm-hmm. and kind of split the risk, I guess you could say. So we can get a lot more approvals than a traditional leasing company or bank. As far as leasing goes, if you're familiar with it, I usually do an equipment finance agreement on all my deals just because sometimes clients just don't get it and it adds a lot of confusion. So the EFA or equipment finance agreement, there's no buyout or anything. They own the equipment once it's paid for. The only thing that we really ask for is once they get their loan documents out, we usually ask for their first month's payment and last month's payment up front. But it goes towards the loan itself, so, and there's an admin fee of usually about 1%.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because we, you know, I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second.
Yeah, I've got a Bluetooth headset on, and I walked away from my desk for a second. But, it's pretty standard. You know, as far as if you're familiar with leasing, that it's not going to report on their personal credit, so it's not a trade line that shows up. A lot of people like that if they're, you know, kind of high in debt as it is and their debt-to-income ratio is a little high. If they want to purchase a house or another car or something, it's not going to affect their personal credit in any way. So as far as approvals go, we look at a lot of other factors than just the FICO score. We look at comparable debt, so if they've purchased anything and paid it off that has about the same price as what they're financing, then that really helps out too. For a homeowner, that helps out. But we also have some other programs as well that are shorter term, just a working capital type loan that's a little bit credit driven, but for the most part, they look at just cash flow of the company. And those can range anywhere from 6 months in length to 2 years in length. It's that last resort type situation, but we do have that available to you.
Okay. And let me see. Okay. That one. I'm looking at some of my declines right here. I'm trying to see if some of these we might be able to. Okay. So, are you like a PG driven? You know, like, I mean, do you require PGs on most things, or can you, or is it up to a certain amount you can go without PG?
We require a PG on pretty much everything. We can do corp only. I've done, you know, a decent amount of a corp only financing, but typically, you're looking at a company that's like, it has really good time in business, good business credit, and it's just makes sense, you know what I mean? But it's something we can look into. I'm trying one now for a guy because he has good business credit, but he filed a Chapter 7 on his personal. So his business looks good, but we'll see what happens.
God. I hate that. Oh, man.
That's
yeah,
tough.
We've had
Let's
some.
Let's go to business and good, and then...
I mean, I've had some crazy ones. Like, I've had some absolutely crazy deals, like you know, the credit analyst will come back to me, and it's like they can't even make this stuff up, you know, like I'm looking at them like, oh, they're like 20 years in business, they're, you know, like looking good, all these great, you know, like news articles, and then it's like, yeah, they were like fraudulently blah, 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 and I'm like, what? So, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. Even if something looks good, sometimes there's surprises, and you're just like, really?
Oh, yeah, I see some shenanigans myself, definitely. People send in fake bank statements and stuff like that. It's like, come on now.
Oh, my God, that's not good. So maybe what I'll do is this.
Pull your credit through.
If I send you information, so you, in order to run credit, you would need their PG information, or are you able to just see if you can look at their business credit and see if we might be able to get an approval?
I'd have to do a PG as well, but do you guys pull credit on your end?
We do.
Okay, and who do you use? Because sometimes some of the vendors I work with, I can use their credit report and not have to pull it again.
We use PayNet and Dun & Bradstreet.
Okay. So you guys look at business credit more than anything, really, it sounds like?
Yeah. PG is normally, at least for my vertical, it might be different in other, like what you work with, you know, the titled vehicles and stuff like that. But, we try to look at, the business credit. We want, generally 2 years' time in business. We want comparable trades and stuff like that. So we ask for a PG if there's not, like, a lot to look at. So then we'll ask for the personal information of, someone, depending on the type of company it is, either the owner or if it's like an LLC, whoever has the majority ownership. And if it's above $150,000, then we want to also look at financial statements.
Okay. Yeah, that's the same here. If it's above $150,000, I do need to look at least 3 months of business bank statements. Otherwise, it's always good to get 3 months of business bank statements either way, because if it helps the file out, great, I'll submit it with it, and it just means I'll get a better rate.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't need it. We could do startups as well. I can go up to $49,500 on a startup under 2 years'
copiers?
Time of business. Yep, sure. Yeah, we actually like copiers.
Okay.
It's good collateral. So I haven't actually done a copier before, but I've been trying to get copier companies under my belt for quite a while. I kind of gave up for about a year, but I did focus on it for a while. I know a lot of them are really networked in with someone usually, but if you're not with a leasing company like us, then it can be a major benefit. I've seen some of my vendors have increased their annual revenue by 30% just by adding a lender onto their website and stuff like that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But I'll look at any decline, and after we work with each other for a while, we'll both kind of get an idea of what we can expect.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I was going to ask, do you have any restricted industries? Like, I got a decline for a marijuana place in Las Vegas. Do you guys, will you look at those, like dispensaries?
Is it legal in Nevada yet? It should. Well, it's probably like here, huh? You just have to have a card for it or whatever.
I think so. It seems like there's so many leasing companies that don't want to look at it because it's not federally legal. I mean, it's legal in certain states, but so I don't even like, my credit analyst won't even, they could have great business credit and they don't care. Like, nope. So.
Well, no, I'll definitely look at it. I don't see, like I said, we syndicate through a lot. I mean, we've been doing this for over 15 years now, so we are networked with a lot of banks that might actually take a look at it. And as long as the business looks good, then, I mean, it's probably going to be legal in every state here in 10 years anyway, so.
I know. Like, can we just, like, move can we just, like, move forward with that? Like, why is it? they're pretty profitable businesses, too,
I know. I do solar power on the side. That's how I met Sandra. I had both business cards there for the solar company I work for, because I provide the financing for their business clients. I do their commercial financing for the solar company that I work with. So I just figured I'd do that on the side. It's kind of a cool little thing. They'll let you work as a W-9 contractor, and they pay pretty decent on referrals. But I'm trying to tap into that market because it's a great market, and they need electricity 24 hours a day. So.
Right. Absolutely. Well, all right. Well, what I'll do is I will go through my declines. I will pull the you know, credit that we pulled, and then I will scan that stuff over to you. So then
let me email you as well.
Okay.
So you have my contact info there. What's your email address, Elizabeth?
It is E, B as in boy, A C H, A N as in Nancy, at leasecorp.com. It's LEASECORP.com.
.com. Alrighty. I think it'll be a good relationship. And
yeah.
Help us both out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm actually a 1099 contractor for Bank of Cardiff. They changed their business model a little bit, and I'm one of the senior reps. So what they've kind of started doing is making it more of a call center for the new guys. So they hire a bunch of guys and weed them out and make them just pound the phones for like 90 days, and some will make it through the cracks. I don't like it, and luckily I never had to deal with anything like that. So. But
yeah, that kind of sounds like Balboa Capital. And like even my company, you know, like when you're like, you know, they want you to bring a book of business, which I had, you know, but yeah, I refuse to make like hundreds of phone calls every single day. Like that's just like,
well, that's just it. You know, I'm not going to do that, first of all. And the way I talk to clients, because I can usually tell within the first 30 seconds whether I'm wasting my time or not, I'll just be really blunt with them and say, like, let's just not waste each other's time, and I need you this to do this and this and this, whereas they want these new people to be really salesy, and they just want to get applications in and then have closers close them and all that crap. So, yeah, they said, hey, we'll give you the option to work remotely as a 1099, and we'll give you more commission, and I said, hell yeah, get me out of this office.
Yeah.
So gives me a lot of freedom.
So you work remote?
I do. I work from home, actually, or at Starbucks or wherever I'm at. Maybe I'm going to take that laptop to you.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I work remote too. So my corporate office is in Detroit. So, you know, they've recently, you know, expanded and started hiring actually a lot of people out here in California, because that's also a good talking point as well, because so many finance companies are located in the East Coast, and, you know, it's 2:00 and they're closed. And out here, you know, they're like, oh, I'm so glad you're still like working. And, you know, it's 5:00 and I can still get a hold of you. So.
Now, you can call me anytime you want. I don't know if I sent you my cell phone number, but I'll put it in the email that I sent to you.
Okay.
And if it's after hours, you can send me a text or whatever. I have no problem doing that.
Cool. Sounds good. Numbers. Well, yeah, hopefully we can get some stuff going here.
Well, I'll make sure this email goes through to you while I've got you on the phone here.
Okay.
And... So you're actually here in San Diego then?
I am. Yeah, I'm in Eastlake.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Mission Valley, so not too far from you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mission Valley. I used to work over there when I worked for GE Capital.
They're not too far. I swear I just saw their building the other day. Are they off like Plaza?
Well, I worked for RICO. Like, well, I was at GE Capital, but you know, I sat inside a RICO office because I was just supporting them. So it's like, you know, Camino del Rio. Let me see, is it Camino del Rio South? Yeah, it's Camino. So there's like there's a bunch of like hotels and stuff. There's a TGI Fridays. There used to be a Bally's, and I don't really know. I haven't been over there in a couple of
years.
Okay,
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
so that's where I was.
Okay, yeah, it's actually a rock climbing gym now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I joined that Bally's when it was a Bally's, God, probably 2007 or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember, yeah, because I moved out here at the very end of 2009, and it was a Bally's, and then we were over in Mission Valley. The first office was kind of like, there's like a Ralph's over there, and I think there's a BevMo now and Starbucks and all that. So we were over there, and then when we moved to the Camino del Rio South location, the Bally's was gone. So.
Yep, that's I live right down the road from there. So I actually live about 2 blocks from. That's going to be 4 blocks from the stadium.
Oh, okay.
On
cool.
Flyers and River Run, so over by
cool,
Costco
cool.
And IKEA is kind of where I live.
Yeah, very familiar with that area. Yeah, cool. So you've got everything. You can probably walk everywhere.
Yeah, I usually walk to Starbucks in the morning, get my coffee, and then get out, because you go nuts if you just stay in your place all day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes you get a little... Yeah, when you work from home and everything, it's like you just got to get out sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I sent you that email, so you should have got it.
Yep.
It might have gotten your stuff.
I got it, so... No, I got it. I did receive it. So cool. So I've got it. So yeah, I'll go through my declines right now and see if we can get some of these deals. Wake them up again.
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised. We should be able to get a lot of them approved.
Cool. Sounds good. We're looking forward to it, Dennis.
Awesome. You too.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.